Okay, so this vignette, you just need to know that phentolamine is an alpha-1 receptor antagonist. So alpha-1 receptors are on peripheral arterioles. If we agonize alpha-1 receptors with catecholamines, such as epinephrine, norepinephrine, we're going to get constriction of those arterioles and an increase in blood pressure. Okay, so this would increase our systemic vascular resistance if we had alpha-1 agonism. Okay, however, phentolamine is an alpha-1 antagonist. So by giving phentolamine, we know right away that we're going to have decreased systemic vascular resistance. Now, when we decrease systemic vascular resistance and we decrease afterload on the heart, we are also going to be decreasing blood pressure. Okay, so any drug that results in increased diameter of peripheral arterioles is going to result in a decrease in blood pressure. These drugs, such as the dihydropyridine calcium channel blockers, e.g., nifedipine, amlodipine, there's also hydralazine, which affects calcium currents, or if we use an agent like phentolamine, an alpha-1 antagonist. So if we cause an increase in diameter of these peripheral arterioles and a decrease in systemic vascular resistance, we are going to get a decrease in blood pressure, and heart rate is going to increase to compensate. Okay, this is called the baroreceptor reflex. So we're going to get an increase in heart rate. And then the weird variable here, where you say, what the fuck? IP3, inositol triphosphate. Truthfully, this is one of the annoying biochemistry components of the USMLE. This is not particularly high yield. I'd more just threw it in the question to be an asshole and bring awareness to the biochemistry component. But the systemic vascular resistance and heart rate, very high yield. But just to close on the IP3, it's a G alpha Q G protein that's associated with alpha-1 receptors. And if we agonize G alpha Q, then we are going to increase IP3. So if we antagonize G alpha Q G proteins by giving phentolamine, then we would expect a decrease in IP3. So for phentolamine, we would expect a decrease in systemic vascular resistance, an increase in heart rate, and decreased inositol triphosphate. That's it.